The Lord's good, isn't he?
Amen.
We'll understand it in the sweet by and by.
Amen.
Wasn't that good preaching tonight? Appreciate Brother Walker. Let's pray for him and his wife. They just lost one of their children, the son, just a few weeks ago. And if you've never been there, I've never been there. And you don't know the load they're carrying. He's a fireball preacher, and you'd think he didn't have a worry in the world, but he's kind of like one of those men I talked about the other night. I believe it was either here or at the church. You can tell a lot. It was down to church. You can ask somebody how they're doing and shake their hand. They say, "We're doing fine." But you can tell by the tone of their voice that they're not doing good on the inside. That couple is carrying a load, and we really need to pray for them. Absolutely. Well, it's been a joy. This is Friday night, isn't it? I'm glad y'all decided to come to church instead of going to the mall. Amen. Once in a while, I'll call somebody, and I won't get them. I'll leave a message on their answer machine and say, "This is Brother Paul from Pine Hall, and I'm having a ball. I went to the mall and spent it all and got in the hall and began to squall." Amen. The Lord is good. It is good to be here in the house of the Lord. Brother Donald, thank you for the invitation to come. I've had good liberty every night. And I appreciate a whole lot. And I praise God for the open doors, but I've never had no more liberty. I think we had 13 people here on Wednesday night. You weren't able to come, you and your wife. Yeah, your wife was here, I believe. Yeah. But I've never enjoyed preaching any better than I did Wednesday night. 13 people need the gospel preached to them just like 1,300 do. Somebody asked me one time, said, "Brother Paul, how many of you running down there at Mayadan?" I said, "Well, since I've been there, we've been probably running over 1,000 people, but I said, I can't catch but a little over 100 of them." Say amen. Sometimes I can't catch that many. Thank God for the ones that you can catch. Amen. Well, you don't have to stand tonight. Just wave your Bibles a little bit. You just have stood for that good song a while ago. So I want you to, I preach on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night out of the book of 1 Thessalonians. It's got 5 chapters in it. I thought about, prayed about, I was going to preach out of chapter number 5 tonight, but I just couldn't get the liberty to go to chapter 5. Got two good messages there in that chapter. But I want you to turn to the book of Psalms tonight. Psalm chapter 34. It's got 22 verses in it. And let me preach just a little while from this. This is a song of David. And I'll begin reading in verse number 1. And I'll give you about, I don't know, several things here. I believe it'll be a blessing to you. And I believe it'll be a good way to close out the meeting tonight. In verse number 1, David said, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto me and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing." Verse number 11, "Come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? There's that word good again. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do what? Good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Boy, that's good to go home with, isn't it? He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Let's pray. My Father, I do thank you for the word of God. I thank you, Lord, for the message that we have just heard a few minutes ago. And Lord, help us to be willing to climb a tree, to be willing to do anything, to see our wonderful Lord and Savior. But I'm glad, Lord, we can open up the Bible and see the Lord. We can see God. We thank you for that. We thank Brother Donald. I pray you would continue, God, to bless him and his wife, Lord. And I pray you would touch him and heal his body. And I pray, Lord, you'd touch me as I preach the word of God tonight. I pray if there's one here lost and done without Christ, this would be the night to get under conviction, get saved by the good grace of God. Amen. Father, I pray now that you'd have your way in the service. Encourage your people and strengthen your people. And may the best blessings, Lord, that heaven has to be upon this church and this dear man of God and these dear people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Amen. This is a psalm of David. And you'll find that David is got about three things in this chapter of 22 verses that I believe would be a blessing to us. And some things that David said he would do. Now, when God tells us to do something, we ought to go ahead and do it. Amen. Amen. And not procrastinate, but go ahead and do what the Lord says to do. Now, in verse number one, here's the first thing that David said that he would do. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And the word blessed there is an act of adoration. And it also means to praise. So he said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Now, I like those words, at all times. Sometimes we don't feel like blessing God. Sometimes we don't feel like praising the Lord. But he said, go ahead and bless him at all times. Bless him when things is going well. Bless him when you think things are not going well. Just continually to have the blessings of God and the praise of God in your mouth at all times. David had every reason to praise the Lord and to bless the Lord. For the Lord had rescued him from certain death. And you know the danger that David was in concerning King Saul. King Saul was jealous of David, and it showed, and everybody knew that he was jealous of David. Because David trusted God, and David did the job that needed to be done, and he was praised for killing Goliath when Saul would not even tackle Goliath. I'm glad that our God is bigger than any Goliath. I'm glad he's bigger than all of our troubles. He's bigger than all of our trials. He's bigger than all of our tears. He's bigger than all our testings. He's bigger than all of our tribulations and temptations, ladies and gentlemen. We have a very big God. He's bigger than anything that the devil has going. He's bigger than the politicians that's in the White House. And we're to run to him. And so the Lord had delivered and rescued David from certain death. Well, God rescued me and God rescued you from spiritual death. Because the Bible said in Ephesians chapter number 2 and verse number 1, "And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and in sins." And the psalmist said in Psalm 51 and verse number 5, he said, "Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." And so I was spiritually dead, and the Lord rescued me when I got saved. You were spiritually dead before you ever got saved. You were dead. You were dead spiritually. You was alive physically, but you were dead spiritually. Aren't you glad, praise the Lord, when you got saved? Now you won't have to die but just one time. You say, what are you talking about? Hebrews 9:27. "And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, that you and I that are saved by the grace of God, if the rapture don't take place while we're here and before that we die, then we're going to die the physical death. But we'll never die the spiritual death, because we are eternally saved by the grace of God." And Romans 6:23, the Bible said, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Aren't you glad that you'll never have to die but one time if you're saved by the grace of God? But dear friend, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, then you're going to die the physical death, and you're going to die the spiritual death. Because if you don't accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, listen, my friend, when you die lost, undone, without the Lord, there's not but one place that you'll go, and that place is called hell. Why do you go there? Because you rejected the Lord Jesus Christ. You would not humble yourself and call upon the name of the Lord and ask him to save you. And so, my friend, somebody's got to pay the sin debt. Jesus paid the sin debt on the cross of Calvary. "Come now and let us reason together," saith the Lord. "Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow." In Isaiah 1 and verse number 18. "Oh, we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all." In Isaiah 53 and in verse number 6. My friend, "And the next day John saith, Jesus cometh unto him and saith, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." In John 1 and verse number 29. Listen, my friend, Jesus went to the cross of Calvary and shed his precious blood for my sin and for your sin. He did not shed no blood for his sin, because he did not have any sin. He was the perfect Son of God, the perfect Lamb of God. But he shed his blood for my sin and for your sin and for the sins of the whole world. He paid my debt on the cross of Calvary that I could not pay. He paid your debt on the cross of Calvary that you could not pay and never could pay, my friend. Aren't you glad that the Son make you free? You shall be free indeed. Hallelujah. So God is so good, and God had rescued David from certain death. And he said, "I will bless the Lord in the good times." And David said, "I'll bless the Lord in the bad times." You know, God knows all about our times, doesn't he? I mean, he knows all about our times. He certainly does. And the Bible says in Romans 8 and verse number 28, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord, to them who are the called according to his purpose." And the reason for that is found in verse number 29 of Romans 8, to make us more like the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Oh, what a Savior. God don't make mistakes for him. I mean, God knows everything that you go through with. God knows everything that I go through with. And it's all for a purpose. God is wanting you and I that are saved by the grace of God to be more like him today than we were yesterday, and to be more like him tomorrow than we are today, ladies and gentlemen. I like that, don't you? I mean, bless him in the good times. Look at verse number 8. "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him." David said, I want to bless the Lord every day of my life. I want to praise the Lord every day of my life because he's been so good to me. Look what the Bible says over in the book of Psalms. In the book of Psalms, the last five chapters in the book of Psalms, you'll find, my friend, each one of these chapters starts off in verse number, chapter 146, all the way down through verse number 150. It starts off with praise ye the Lord and ends with praise ye the Lord. Psalm 146 starts off with praise ye the Lord and ends with praise ye the Lord. Psalm 147, 148, 149, and 150 starts off with praise ye the Lord and then ends with praise ye the Lord. We got so much, Brother James, to praise him for. Has God ever answered a prayer for you? You think God still answers prayer? Sure, God answers prayer. Even in Psalm 150, only six verses, very short, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Amen. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. And then he said, praise the Lord. Isn't that a blessing from God? I mean, praise him is used 13 times in Psalm 148. I think we ought to praise the Lord. You don't have to wait for your neighbor to praise the Lord. You just go ahead and praise the Lord anyway. When you're in the house of the Lord and nobody else says hallelujah, you go ahead and say hallelujah. Nobody else says amen, you go ahead and say amen. Nobody else says praise the Lord, you just go right ahead and praise the Lord, because you happen to be in the Lord's house, you happen to be in the family of God, you happen to have my friend Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. As David said in Psalm 23 and verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd. That's the present tense. And if you're saved, you can say the Lord is my shepherd. Say amen. Say it with me. If you're saved, you repeat this after me. The Lord is my shepherd. Say it again. The Lord is my shepherd. Hallelujah. Everyone that is born by the Spirit of God, my friend, can say, the Lord is my shepherd. In John chapter 3, verse 6 and 7, Jesus said to Nicodemus, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again. In 1 Peter 1:23, the Bible said, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in the Spirit, which walk after the Spirit and not after the flesh. Aren't you glad you've been saved by the grace of God? Aren't you glad the Bible said in Ephesians 4 and verse 130, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you're sealed until the day of redemption. And the devil doesn't have the power to break the seal, and God sealed us when he saved us, hallelujah, by his amazing grace. That is enough to make any backslid Baptist get right with God and shout the victory. Woo! Hallelujah, he's good. Now let's go back over to Psalm chapter number 34. Bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. He said, I'm going to bless the Lord. And he said, I'm going to bless the one that created the heaven and the earth. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. In Genesis chapter 1 and verse number 1. And John said, in John chapter number 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
The same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made, in John 1, 2, and John chapter 1, and verse 1, 2, and 3. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth, in John 1, 14. Ephesians 4 and verse number 5, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. I don't care how much good that you have done. I don't care how popular that you might be. I don't care how they praise you and lift you up high. It makes no difference. The good that you've done, the money that you spent, and the money that you give, it makes no difference how religious you are, how many cults you belong to, how many organizations you belong to. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you're as lost as a ball in high weeds. And if you die lost, hell will be your eternal home.
Right, go ahead.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So I want to praise him. He didn't say praise him because of your riches. He didn't say praise him because of your popularity. He didn't say praise him because you're an outstanding citizen. Oh, Nicodemus was a very outstanding citizen. An elite leader among the people. But he didn't know Jesus. You didn't either till you got saved by the grace of God. I don't care how high that you put a man on the pedestal. I don't care how high that you put a man on the pedestal. There's one that's higher than he is. You'll never go to heaven. I don't care who you are, how poor you are, how rich you are, how educated you are, how uneducated you are, how popular you are, unpopular, doesn't make any difference. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven. He cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. You'll go by Jesus Christ or you're not going. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me, in John 14, verse number 6. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. In Acts 4, and verse number 12. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in out and find pasture. In John 9, the Bible says the thief cometh not, but for to steal, kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. In 1 John chapter 5 and verse number 12, John said, he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. You don't have any spiritual life outside of Jesus Christ. Don't have any outside of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He's so good, isn't he? Oh, he's so good. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variables, neither shadow of turning. In James 1 and verse number 17. James chapter 4, verse number 17. Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. If we know to do good and we don't do it, my friend, it's S-I-N, sin in the sight of the Lord. I love Psalm 84:11. Y'all love the Bible, don't you? Psalm 84:11, look at it. I love it, I really do. Look what the Bible said. I'm kind of getting ahead of myself, but that's all right. Maybe I won't preach quite as long as I have been. I don't care if I'd preach longer than I have been. Y'all? Do y'all? Okay. I was going to anyway. I just thought I'd ask you to be nice. Psalm 84:11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Amen. To get the good things from God, you got to walk up rightly. And you can't walk rightly until you get the right liver on the inside of you. And the right liver on the inside of you is the Holy Ghost. And Romans 8:14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Hallelujah. He'll lead you to the house of God, won't he? He'll lead you in the highways and hedges, won't he? He'll lead you in the paths of righteousness, won't he? Oh, yes, he will, praise God. Amen. If you're saved, he'll lead you in the right places. He won't lead you in the hell holes of this world to participate in the sinful things. Amen.
Amen. That's right.
What a Bible. What a Bible. So, number one, boy, if we could just leave here, Brother Donnie, and said, by the grace of God, I'm just going to keep on praising the Lord. I'm going to keep on blessing the Lord. And I'm going to keep on praising Him. I want my mouth filled full of praise unto Him. That's a whole lot better than having it filled full of gossiping and spreading discord among the brethren, which is a sin that God hates. Amen. Oh, God's so good. Now, something else he said I'm going to do. I will bless the Lord. Boy, isn't that good? I mean, look who said David is saying this. Saul is trying to kill him. And on three different occasions, David could have killed Saul easily. But he said, God forbid that I should touch God's anointing. He knew that God had anointed King Saul. But my friend, he said, I'm not going to kill him. It's not my place to kill him. I let God take care of that. Amen.
Amen.
Let's let God take care of our enemies. And those that try to hurt us, and there'll be many that will try to hurt you, just like they tried to hurt me. There'll be many that are trying. They finished his mindset, the Lord. I will repay. Turn them over to God. Say amen.
Amen.
Turn them over to God. Second thing David said. He said, I'll tell you something else I'm going to do. He said, I'm going to trust him. I am going to trust the Lord. Look at verse number 8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Brother James, I used to go around right after I got saved and to revival meetings, and I still do, but I'd go around, I think it's even before I ever started preaching. This old preacher man, he was bald-headed as a slick onion. He did have a little fuzz around here, but he'd stand up and testify, and that's a verse of scripture that he would quote. No offense to you fellas that don't have any hair up here, just got a little down here. Mine is getting a whole lot thinner than it used to be. I used to say, I don't care how it turns as long as it don't turn loose. And it's beginning to do both of them. Turning gray, turning white, and turning loose. Every time I wash my head, I look in the shower and say, God bless you till we meet again. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. But he quote that scripture, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. That man had been saved for years. I mean years and years. That man had been saved. He'd stand up and quote that verse of scripture. I said, glory to God. I'm a young man. Here's an older man. And he's still praising God. He's still saying that it sure does taste good to be saved. Isn't that a blessing from God? I love honey. Don't you? Y'all love honey? I love honey. Sorry if some of you don't love it. Amen. Well, somebody gives you some, just pass it on down to North Carolina. I love it. I'll eat it. I'll just get me a spoonful of honey just about every day of my life. And just eat it out of the spoon. Won't put no butter on it. And once in a while, I'll put a hunk of butter in the plate, and I'll squeeze that honey bear, and I'll cover up that butter, and I'll mix it all up real good. Then I'll get one of my wife's homemade biscuits and put on there and try to get it to my mouth before it runs down both sides of that biscuit. You talk about a little head, go to heaven. Say amen.
Amen.
Sweet, I guess your journey every day serving Jesus sure does pay.
Amen.
Brother Mays Jackson, one of my heroes, preacher brother. And he said, I went to the doctor and said, Brother Mays, you've got sugar. He said, glory to God. He said, what are you saying glory to God for? He said, I knew being saved was sweet, but I didn't know it was going to turn into sugar. Hallelujah. Boy, ain't God good to us? I will trust the Lord. We trust Him for our salvation, don't we? Well, how come we can't trust Him in all of our troubles and trials and tribulations? I've heard preachers preach on that before and tear my hide up. Say amen. We trust Him to keep us out of hell. We trust His blood to cleanse us from our filthy sins. We trust Him. And then when problems arise, seem like we feel like that God, Job felt like he couldn't find God. Where is God? I don't understand God. But he did say this, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Yet will I depend on him. Yet will I rely upon him. Thank God, yet will I lean upon him, brother. We got a Savior that cares. We got a Savior we can lean upon.
Yes, brother.
Matter of fact, before I forget it, I want you to turn to Proverbs just for a moment. Proverbs chapter number 3 and verse number 5. It's right after the book of Psalms. And look what the Bible says in verse number 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil.
Yes.
The Bible says in the book of Psalm chapter 2 and verse number 12, kiss the Son. He said, lest he be angry and you perish from the way. When his wrath is kindled but a little, blessed are they that put their trust in him. Boy, not a blessing from God. I'm going to tell you that word means to lean on, it means to roll on, it means to stay upon. I can lean on him. I can roll all of my burdens on him. I can stay upon him, hallelujah. He's bigger, let me say it again, he's bigger than all of my burdens, ladies and gentlemen. Don't you ever forget that, because the Bible tells us that Jesus is greater on the inside of us than he that is in the world on the outside of us. We serve a great big God. May I quote it one more time in Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Because listen, he's a great God. He's a mighty God. Luke 1:37 says, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Ephesians 3:20, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Thank God, let me say it again, it's his power that we need, and if we'll do right, he'll give it to us. Oh yes, he certainly will. David said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm just going to trust him. When you trust the Lord, he will save you. Verse 4 down through verse number 7. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. Sometimes the way I drive, I'm glad the angels of the Lord's riding with me. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Oh, yes, brother. I'll tell you what he'll do, praise God. If you'll trust him, he will save you. And he will secure you or keep you. He'll keep you safe. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. Look at verse number 17. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles.
Many are the afflictions of verse 19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Isn't that a blessing to know that? I'm glad, praise God, number 3 or 4 or 5, I'm glad he'll satisfy. I looked up the word, I gave it to you last night. I looked up the word pleasing. God means to satisfy. And I'm glad that God satisfies when you get saved. Hey, I've never looked for another Savior. Why do you look for something that you're not going to find? Why do you look for another Savior when there's not but one Savior? May I quote again Ephesians 4:5? One Lord, one faith, one baptism, and the Lord is my shepherd. He's the Savior for you and I that are saved by the grace. He's the Savior of the whole world, John 4:14.
Hallelujah. No use to look in the, you got the best. You got the best. You can't find anything any better than the best, can you? Woo!
That's enough to make a man from North Carolina shout in Virginia. Y'all still with me, aren't you? Please turn over. Give me a few more verses of scripture. I'm winding down now, and you say, yeah, but it takes you a long time to wind down. look in Psalm 103, verse 1, down through 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. I love to see an eagle. I love to see them fly. I love to look at them. You know why? Because they're the giant of the bird, buddy. You just get out of their way. All those other birds, when they see that eagle, just move over, let him have his way. Because he's going to either way. Look in 107, please, Psalm 107. Look what the Bible says. Verse 8. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his what? Goodness. And for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. I like that old song.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Boy, isn't that a blessing? That's just something about that song when I hear it sung, praise God. I just feel like I want to get on the angel's wings and just float on around for a while. How are we going to lose when the surely goodness and mercy follows us every day of our life? Psalm 23 and verse 6. Amen. And then I will dwell in, when this life is over, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen.
Just want to let you know that if you're saved by the grace of God, you're somebody left here to tell everybody about Jesus. And you're on the way home.
Hallelujah. Boy, not a blessing from God. Did you know that God's the only one that can satisfy? The word pleasing means satisfy, and satisfy means fill to satisfaction. Amen. It means how plenty of. Fill to satisfaction and have plenty of.
Now, most of us don't look like that we haven't had anything to eat lately, do we? I said us. I tried on a size 40 coat this afternoon, 40 regular, and a most beautiful 40 regular suit. And I said to my wife, I said, if I didn't have this little old belly right here, I could button that button right there. Not this one, it's a 42. I said, it's either give those clothes away or lose about 5 or 10 pounds. What you gonna do? Probably give the clothes away.
Ain't that what y'all thinking? God has given, God, I'll be honest with you, brother.
When I got saved, I didn't have the first suit. Did I even have a suit? No, I didn't. Yeah, I had one. That little old brown looking, green looking, all mixed up together suit that we got married in. I told him I said, skinny, when I got married, I looked like a one-legged man coming down the aisle when I got married. But it was one day this week, I opened up my closet and I picked out a suit. And you can believe it or not, but I stood there and cried. I said, thank you, God. No way, if I live 10 more years, no way that I would wear all those suits there that I've got out. And I've got some of them for 15 to 20 years. And I could still wear some of them. Now that is a miracle from God. Are you listening to me? You remember those suits we bought down in, I bought down in Dillard's in South Carolina probably 15, 20 years ago? Still got them, still wear them. They're summer suits. I don't know why I said that, but I know why I said it. Look in verse number 9 and 10. The Bible says, O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. That's a blessing from God, isn't it? He said in verse number 3, because they don't want you to magnify the Lord with me, David said, and let us exalt his name together. The word magnify means to increase. It means to lift up. It means to promote. It means to exceed. And we're to uplift the Lord Jesus Christ. We are to decrease, and he is to increase. Say amen. And we're to lift him up. We're to promote him. And my friend, and lift him high. Higher than the sky. Right on into the third heaven. Then the third thing, and I'll be through. I will teach others. Look, if you will, please, verse 11. Come, you children, hearken unto me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. David wanted the next generation to know the Lord and to trust the Lord. Let's see. We've got a few young people here tonight. How old are you, young lady? How old are you?
16.
You're how old?
16
years old. Did I get that right? 16. Another generation coming on. This is going to die out one of these days. The generation above me, not too far above me, but we're going to die out one of these days. What are we leaving for the younger generation?
Right.
Who are they going to look at? Who's going to be their heroes? Mm-hmm. Who can they look to? I know they're going to look to Jesus, but who can they look to? See, mom and daddy loved the Lord. Grandpa and grandma loved the Lord. My preacher sure did love the Lord. That evangelist sure did love the Lord. Who are they going to look to?
Right.
Let's leave something for them to look to. By the way, you do your best to have your children in the house of the Lord, your grandchildren. Amen. Have them in the house of the Lord. I don't say this boastfully, but our children, God bless us with two children, two boys. One of them is 43. He'll be 44 or 45 in November. Micah, 45. Lord have mercy, let me sit down. The other one will be, he just turned 41 this March. To God be the glory, they're still in church.
Amen.
They got four precious grand boys. One is 9, 2 is 11, 1's 13, and the other one is 9. 8 years old. How old is Samuel?
9.
Amen. That's the fruit of the Spirit, number 9 is. They're still in church.
Amen.
They go to independent Baptist churches where they don't preach anything but the King James Bible.
Amen. Amen.
Old-fashioned, praise God. Sing the songs that we sing. Sing the songs we sing here, brother. Have it wobbled on the axle. That's something to be proud of and to thank God for.
Yes.
Hallelujah. What are we going to teach this next generation? Oh, yeah.
We're going to teach them to trust the Lord. We're going to teach them to have good days. Verse number 12. What man is he that denieth life and loveth many days? He that he may see good. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Teach him the eyes of the Lord is upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. Teach them they got a God they can cry to. They got a God they can bring their burdens to. Yes, sirree. Amen. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Teach them that God said, abstain from all appearance of evil in 1 Thessalonians 5:22. He said, the face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. Tell them the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth them and delivereth them out of all their troubles. Tell them the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and save us such as be of a contrite spirit. Tell them, my friend, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. Tell them he keepeth all his bones, and not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they shall hate the righteous. And the Bible says, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants. And none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Hallelujah, what a Savior. He urged them to call on the Lord in the time of trouble. And both of my sons have seen trouble, but they didn't let the trouble get them out of the house of the Lord. They called on the name of the Lord. I remember our oldest son and his wife. Their first child was born dead. It died 24 hours. It was born.
It was Mark, not Michael.
Okay, that's right. See, I can't even keep my own two boys apart. It was Mark, our youngest son. Him and his wife, their first child was born dead, and it died 24 hours before it was born, and she had to go through the labor just like it was alive. Some of y'all may have been there. But I want to tell you something, brother. We held that little baby, Jeriah Stevens. We held that little baby. Didn't weigh but what, 4 pounds something? And I, in our arms, just covered him up next to us, that little baby couldn't talk. Was dead. You're talking about a hard funeral to preach. It wasn't so hard for the baby because we knew the baby was in the arms of the Lord. But when I looked at that mom and that dad, I was so thrilled that they were going to have a little baby boy. And they had to leave that baby. I rolled my daughter-in-law while my son went to get the car. My wife and I, we rolled her out of that hospital at Greensburg while she was in that wheelchair. That hallway, you know how long some of these are? It looked like a mile long. Of course, it wasn't near that long, but it looked like a mile long. She held up good until she got in that car. She closed the door and started pulling that little baby. You know what? God brought him through it. Daddy, let me tell you something. Let me tell you two boys. I'll show y'all in just a minute. I tell you two boys now. God bless them. He'll do it just like Papa. Well, I don't think no more of these. I've never done this preach before. I always like to get through preaching for it. But then I don't think more of those two than I do that little mall there right there. You see him? And then, let's see here. And then his big brother right there.
Four commissioners?
How many of you?
Woo!
Hey, hallelujah. They're just as happy now. They got two little boys down here. They got one in heaven. Well, that's what God wants me to preach. Every night, praise God. I try my best to mind the Lord.
Amen. When I get home tonight, even if my wife drives, sometimes she drives for me, I can give out. I feel my age when I get home after driving. I got to push it 45 minutes. Watch it. Don't make that 55 minutes sense. It's three things David said. So I'll bless the Lord at all times. Then I'm going to trust the Lord. Is that what he said? Then I'll teach others. That's what he said in Psalm 34. I got some folk in our church, Psalm 34 and Psalm 37 is their favorite psalms out of all the 150 psalms. Boy, sure has been good. I have enjoyed myself this week. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I have enjoyed myself. Last night when I got home, man, I was so tired. I said, man, I don't care whether I ever preach another revival meeting or not. This morning I was running. I said, Lord, wherever you open the door, I'm willing to go. Praise God. Isn't that a blessing? What 6-8 hours of sleep will do for you? I feel pretty good right now. Don't y'all? Don't think I'm jump over it, but no telling where I'd land, but I just stay back here. Let's stand our feet. Oh God, help us, Jesus. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. All over the building. I wonder if there's anybody in the building tonight. We say, preacher, I don't know for sure that I'm saved, and I want you to pray for me. Would you raise your hand right now and say, pray for me? How many of you say, preacher, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I am saved. Would you raise your hand? Keep it up just for a moment. I'll look and see if everybody in the building's got their hand up. Looks like they have. How many say, preacher, with our heads bowed and eyes closed, preacher, I'm here tonight and I needed that message. I needed to hear from God tonight. Would you raise your hand and say, pray for me. God bless you all over the building. Why don't, as the pianist plays, won't you just come tonight and say, Lord, please help me to be a better Christian. Lord, help me to bless you at all times. When the day seems long and you feel like God is nowhere around, you know he's probably closer to you then than he is when you're not having any kind of problems or anything. O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, Lord. I got saved about the first verse of that song. I walked down the aisle 46 years ago almost. Give my heart to Jesus. How many know somebody back there, you that's not on the altar or you're praying? So how many of you know somebody that's lost? Would you raise your hand? Why don't you give them a telephone call tonight or tomorrow? Visit with them. Call them. Get them in the house of the Lord under the sound of the gospel. Pray that God would save them. What a Savior we serve. Oh, God, help us, dear Jesus. Donnie, how about you and your wife standing down here in front of this communion table just a minute? Will you and your wife, y'all stand right there in front of those beautiful flowers?
I don't know who did that arrangement there, but it sure does look awful good.